Back now with Day to Day. Here in Southern California, we're always wondering when the next big one will hit. Okay, that's not really it. I don't want to get all War of the Worlds on you. That is actually a fake Hollywood sound of an earthquake that's going to be played tomorrow during a huge earthquake drill here in Southern California. And the chief inspiration for that drill is Lucy Jones. She's on the line now. She's chief scientist for the U.S. Geological Survey's Southern California Multi-Hazards Unit. And that's kind of a scary sound, Lucy.
It is, and it has been scary enough that a lot of people would prefer not to think about it.
So tomorrow you're having this great Southern California shakeout to raise awareness, to get people to be more prepared. How many people do you expect to participate? And what do you want them to take away from it concretely? What should they be doing?
Okay, we have 5.2 million people already registered. So we're incredibly excited. We're wanting people to all at 10 a.m. to drop, cover, and hold on, which is is the safest thing to do during a big earthquake. We're asking people to take away the message that this is an inevitability, I can do things to make myself safer, and we're suggesting this weekend to take one more step, maybe hook down a bookshelf, maybe develop a family communication plan, maybe buy some water to have on hand.
Well, I think a lot of people know that earthquakes are a matter of fact here, that they happen pretty frequently, but they're not really concerned that a big one will hit, even though we are, I think, about almost 180 years overdue for one, right?
Well, that's right. And I think we don't know what overdue means, but we do know that on average, we have a big earthquake on the San Andreas every 150 years or so. And it's been 330 since the last one. And it is an absolute inevitability that another one will happen. It's only a matter of when. Being ready for the really big earthquake is not the same thing as being ready for Northridge. Northridge had a 10-mile-long fault, and the San Andreas, it might be 200 or 300 miles that will break in one earthquake. And so it's a different experience.
So what is that experience likely to be like?
It will probably be a couple of minutes of strong shaking at many locations in Southern California. It's going to be overwhelming our response system, so there's going to be a much greater need to be able to self-respond. There's going to be a long time before you get water back in your house, and maybe some of the other electricity and gas as well are going to be disrupted for a while. These are all things that you can do a better job responding if you've thought about it beforehand.
You know, I think the public may feel a little jaundiced about taking these steps because they've heard from experts for many years that the big one is right around the corner, and yet it never seems to happen.
Well, there is a problem in living with earthquakes that they happen on geologic timescales, and we want to do things on human timescales. I say it's just around the corner. I mean, it's inevitable in the next 100 years. And it's the fundamental problem with preparedness. Any of these big disasters, sort of by definition, are not that common. And to be ready for them, you have to be able to think beyond the immediate time scale.
Lucy Jones, the coordinator for tomorrow's huge earthquake drill here in Southern California, called the Great Southern California Shakeout. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Can't wait. You can hear what a 7.8 earthquake will sound like right now at npr.org.